Innovation also requires us to take a look at our regulatory processes. And I know that there's been a lot of conversation and discussion about our regulatory processes, and I know that Bob sent a letter to me on the issue involving alfalfa, and we appreciate that letter. But I just want to give you just some of the background. We have today roughly 23 pending deregulation efforts within USDA. These regulation efforts, at least the ones I'm familiar with, take somewhere between 5 and 6 years to get through, and they cost millions of dollars. And I've tasked our team to figure out a way in which we potentially can reduce the amount of time it takes to review and come to a decision. And I know that there's a discussion about alfalfa. What we're trying to do is to stimulate a conversation and to ensure that every person, every farmer, every rancher, every grower has the capacity to do on their land what they wish to do. I was struck in another letter that Bob sent me on another issue that one of the principal, fundamental principles of Farm Bureau is that notion that a farmer ought to be able to sell and do on his land, ought to be able to raise what he wants to raise, what she wants to raise on their land. It's a property rights issue. And so we're trying to figure out, as difficult as it might be, is there a way in which we can assure that we have less interference with the capacity for folks to do what they do want to do on their land? If you want to grow GM crops, you ought to be able to do that. If you want to grow identity preserved conventional farm, you ought to be able to do that. If you want to be an organic farmer, you ought to be able to do that.